The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for two suicide bomb blasts in a Shiite-dominated suburb of Beirut that have killed at least 37 people and wounded dozens of others. The suicide bombings hit a community centre and a nearby bakery in a crowded commercial and residential area in Beirut's southern suburbs. The area is seen as a stronghold of the militant Hezbollah group. I spoke to our correspondent in Beirut, Matt Brown, shortly after he arrived at the scene.
It's just a terrible scene, Michael. The street is just covered in shattered glass. There are pools of blood, thick blood everywhere you walk. The carnage of this bombing is obvious. Most of the people have been taken away to hospital, although there were a couple of wounded men here. The ubiquitous motor scooter of the slums of South Beirut is smeared with blood. Beside me, there are various security forces closing off the area. So a real scene of tension and some chaos and obviously real carnage that's hit here in the very heart of South Beirut. Witnesses here are saying first there was one suicide bomber blew himself up just down the road from where I was standing, and then shortly afterwards, perhaps as part of that now well-known tactic of drawing people in to help the wounded, a second bomber detonated his device right where I'm standing now. And maybe a third person was involved. There's a dead person was found at the scene. We're not clear whether they had a device on them or not, but the talk of a third person being involved. And obviously because of Hezbollah's role as a Shiite political and militia organisation in Lebanon, there will be a sectarian dimension to this.
And sectarian tensions have been increasing, haven't they? And presumably as a result of what's happening in Syria.
That's right. Hezbollah is a Shiite political and militia group, as I said. They are allied to the government of Bashar al-Assad. He happens to be an Alawite, which is an offshoot of Shiite Islam. They've been fighting in Syria to bolster his government forces. And most of the rebels are, of course, Sunni Muslims, including the extremists and terrorists of al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. So there is a real sectarian element to this, not the first bombing in Lebanon during the Syrian civil war, but this one has been particularly bloody and comes at a delicate time in the politics of the nation as well.
So what are the political implications of this?
Look, they don't have any sort of an agreement in politics for simple things like choosing a president in Lebanon. This will exacerbate all of those tensions and increase calls to crack down on the Sunnis who've been aiding the fight, the rebellion in Syria.
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown on the ground there in Beirut.